Welcome back to Numbness Paralysis, the PTSD podcast. I'm Olga Costa. In our last episode, we began exploring what it means when the body says no, how trauma can silence our voices, leaving the body to carry the truth through pain, fatigue, or illness. Today, we continue. We will talk about boundaries. How the body cries out when boundaries are broken. What happens when we ignore those signals, and how we can begin to honor them. Take a slow inhale and an even slower exhale. Let's step into this reflection together. The body as boundary. Our body is the first boundary we ever have. Before we could speak, before we could set rules, our body was already saying yes and no. A baby turns their head away when full. A child cries when touched without comfort. But for many survivors, those early signals were ignored, punished, or violated. We learned to override the no of the body, to stay quiet, to endure, to survive. As adults, this often continues. We say yes while the body says no. We work overtime when exhaustion screams. We stay in harmful dynamics while our chest tightens, our stomach knots. The body becomes the last defense. Shut it down when words cannot. The cost of ignoring the no. When the body's no is silenced, Consequences follow. Chronic illness, burnout, dissociation, collapse. One survivor told me, I ignored every signal. The migraines, the panic, the exhaustions. I thought pushing through meant strength. But eventually, my body made the decision for me. I couldn't get out of the bed for months. Another shared, every job I took, I overworked. I didn't want to disappoint anyone. Until one day, my body shut down in the middle of the meeting. It was terrifying, but also my wake-up call. Ignoring the body's no is not resilience. It is self-abandonment. And the body will not allow abandonment forever. Learning the embodied no. How do we begin to reclaim the no that was once silenced? First, notice the early signals. Tension in the jaw. Tightness in the chest. A sudden wave of fatigue. These are whispers of no before the body has to shut. Second, experiment with small boundaries. Try saying no to something low risk, declining an extra task, leaving a draining conversation earlier. Each small boundary teaches the nervous system safety. Third, separate guilt from no. Trauma tells us boundaries equal rejection. But no is not cruelty. No is truth. No is care for both self and others. Fourth, practice somatic grounding. Place your hand over your heart or belly and repeat softly. It is safe to say no. anchor the words in the body, not just the mind. Fifth, seek safe mirrors. Let trusted people affirm your no. Healing often requires being witnessed. Others repeating what was once disrespectful. Vignettes of healing. One survivor told me, the first time I said no to my family, I shook with fear. But afterward, my body felt lighter, as though it has been waiting years for that moment. Another shared. I practice saying no in therapy. Just a word. At first, it felt impossible. But over time, it became a doorway to freedom. One who said, I thought saying no would push people away, but the opposite happened. The relationships that mattered grew stronger. They finally saw the real me. These stories remind us the body's no is not just resistance. It is the beginning of truth. It is a bridge towards relationships built on respect and authenticity. Guided reflection. Close your eyes if you can. Breathe in slowly and let the breath out gently. Ask your body, where have you been saying no that I have ignored? Maybe a relationship, a responsibility, a rhythm of living that no longer fits. You don't have to act today. Just notice. Just listen. Because listening itself is healing. When the body says no, it is not weakness, it is wisdom. It is your most ancient self fighting to protect you. As you move into the week, I invite you to notice, not just the words you speak, but the signals your body sends. And remember, you are allowed to honor your no. You are allowed to live aligned with your truth. Thank you for listening. And as always, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.